Well, a bill passed out of the Washington State House yesterday. It would expand access to a drug called naloxone. It's a medication that reverses overdoses from opiates like heroin. The bill allows people in regular contact with drug users, like other users, family members, and shelters, to have the drug on hand in order to counter overdoses. Dennis Donovan is the director of the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He told me more people are dying from drug overdoses than car crashes in Washington.
There's evidence from multiple communities across the country that the use of naloxone, the availability and the administration of naloxone, has reduced overdose fatalities markedly. One of the things that is important is that individuals who are using opiates, but probably more importantly in some cases, that those who are family, friends, colleagues with whom an opiate user has ongoing contact has this medication available, so that if in fact there is an emergency where there is an overdose, the individual can administer it. And basically it's a life-saving medication.
Now, there is access to this drug by some already, right? Who can get access to it now?
Well, in fact, one of the things that has been happening is that some pharmacies are able to distribute it currently to individuals who are, in fact, closely related to someone using opiates. But I think what's really intended here is to try to broaden that net even more more broadly, so that that it's more readily available to a greater number of people in the community. There's been a big push to have police, the first responders, the emergency medical folks have been using this for quite some time. So it's not an unfamiliar drug in some instances, but for the public, it really represents, I think, a new focus on the importance of trying to resuscitate individuals.
Now, is there any danger in letting this drug, letting other people have access to this drug? Could it be misadministered? Could it be used inappropriately and cause further harm?
Well, actually, it doesn't do anything other than block the opiate sites. And so it has no, for instance, no euphoric effect, or, you know, it's not an addictive drug, anything like that. So the risk of its being used inappropriately for addictive purposes really is not there at all. It's able to be administered in a number of different ways. You can use it as an intranasal spray, so you spray it up one's nose. It can be injected into muscle, so intramuscular injections. And so those are really relatively safe routes that don't represent major access to harm.
Dennis Donovan is with the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. I got to ask, if addicts know there's a way to counter an overdose, could this mean that they're more likely to use more and more heroin?
There have been studies to try to explore that, because that's always been one of the major concerns expressed, that somehow this might be an enabling drug, if you will, an enabling medication that would allow people who have overdosed to think, well, I can do it again and I can be saved. The evidence to date from research that's been conducted suggests that really doesn't happen, that what we've seen is that there has been a decrease in overdose overall. There's been a decrease in fatalities overall with naloxone administration, but we have not seen that it's necessarily increased the rates of use among those people having access to it.
Now, the drug, as I understand it, has a short-term effect on an overdose. People still need to go to the emergency room even if they take it. Is that right?
That's correct. It may last only a couple of hours at most. So one of the things that's really important is that when someone has been resuscitated using naloxone, that it's really crucial to get them to an emergency department so that they can be evaluated further. One of the things that sometimes may happen is that once the naloxone wears off, if opiates are on board still at a high level, they may once again fall into an overdose situation. So it really is important. And I think one of the things that's been stressed with the use of naloxone is this is just the first step. There's the second step to get to the people to an emergency department. And the third step is to look to see whether treatment is an appropriate strategy for individuals who are using these opiates.
Dennis Donovan directs the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He told me wider access to the drug naloxone will help save people from dying from opiate overdoses. A bill passed out of the Washington State House yesterday would expand access to naloxone. It now goes to the Senate for further consideration. By the way, the Seattle police have a note for those who are trying to prevent this scourge of heroin overdoses. They remind people who witness heroin overdoses that if they report it, they are protected from arrest by the Good Samaritan law. This is The Record on KUOW.